Chapter 4. Claire. Claire felt like someone reached through her body to grab her spine and yank her sideways. She snapped her eyes open to find herself sitting on a rocky outcropping, her legs dangling over the edge. No sun hung in the pale blue-gray sky, yet light glared down on her, throwing sharp, jagged shadows. She leaned forward and saw nothing but vague beige between her combat boots. The rock curved away, leaving her perched on an unsupported finger. She scrambled back without getting to her feet and bumped into something solid. With a gulp, she turned to see a man's feet in leather sandals, his skin tone matching her own. Blood-red metal sleeves, reminiscent of soccer shin guards, covered his lower legs and knees, the surface swirling with an eerie crimson glow. Her gaze traveled up his thick, heavily muscled thighs to the golden hem of his blazing white tunic. Strips of more disturbingly red metal formed a breastplate covering his broad chest. He cradled a helm of the same metal under one arm. Beside him stood the largest horse Claire had ever seen. The huge beast's coat, mane, and tail gleamed so white her eyes watered and she had to look away.
Hi. Sorry to disturb you.
Emotions flickered over her face too quickly for her to grasp. She thought she saw recognition before he settled into anger. He gripped the hilt of the blood-red sword hanging from his golden belt, his knuckles turning white.
How did you get in here, Yulia? By what mad witchcraft have you bound a dragon to your service?
His jawline reminded her of her father, as did his eyes. Claire blanched. Djembe had accused her of witchcraft. She raised her hands in the hopes he would give her a chance to explain. The dagger probably didn't help, but she had no intention of letting it leave her possession.
My name is Claire, not Iulia.
The man raised an eyebrow and sneered.